Vancouver that will introduce new wonder into your life.
Plus articles and interviews featuring Her Jazz Noise Collective, Clips, Transmission, Tight Solid, and Pretty Maps.
As always, Discorder features reviews of the newest albums and shows and the CITR program schedule.
Discorder, that 808 magazine from CITR 101.9 FM, available anywhere that's remotely cool. The first feline feel, death to haters, so I gives it to him overkill.
Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Radio Free Gak starts now.
I will rise now and go about the city.
from the forthcoming album Two Suns, the number two, and the big starry kind of orangey object we've been seeing in the skies over Vancouver here, Sun. Two Suns. That was Bat for Lashes, and the song was Glass. Bat for Lashes are the project headed by Natasha Khan, who sounds like a warrior Kate Bush, and the songs I've heard so far from the Two Suns sound fantastic, though there's a track I haven't heard yet, and it features vocals from the reclusive Scott Walker. Good evening. It's 7:35. Hopefully you guys are having a fine Monday evening. This is the start of reading week here at UBC. Radio Free GAC is on the air, your pseudo-cinematic program on UBC's top-notch campus radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, and we're also online at www.citr.ca. My name is GAC, and Ben did a kick-ass job filling in for Becky there on this side of Mondays. There he is rocking his Winnipeg Jets jacket. Once you're a Jet, you're a Jet all the way. Oh, look, someone has just stumbled in here. Microphone 3 is on.
Oh. So, there's a band from Montreal called, not Montreal, Quebec, called Lisdale Howardchucks.
Oh, Lisdale Howardchucks?
Apparently they're in town.
Oh, get out. Where
that's
are they
what
playing?
Bryce is at the Roxy.
The Roxy. Well, that's no. Really a classy place to start check out something.
I didn't even know anything about it, but that's what Bryce said.
So. Really? What do they play?
What did they play? They're like a punk, they're sort of like a French punk rock band.
Yeah.
And they do have a song called something Dale Hawachuk. I don't know.
It's not sort of like the Ballad of Wendell Clark or anything like that.
Well, yeah, except it's in French.
Oh, of course.
So, but there are videos and stuff on YouTube. It's a pretty standard punk rock band, but pop punk band.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
So that's Les Dale Hawachuk for those of you out there need something to do. And you didn't realize the Roxy actually had anything of...
For those that was going to go to Roxy anyway and just party.
Well, you know, you're going to show up the Roxy and this is what's going to happen. And like, oh, guess what? Quebec Barry Pop. Yeah. All the way.
Week.
Excellent. So you had a good time?
Yes, did you?
I'm about to.
We're both getting sick, right?
Okay. I know. Yeah, I sort of mentioning on Facebook, everyone's asking, is your throat getting itchy? It's like...
Yeah. We shouldn't have kissed this weekend.
It's hard to stop sometimes, but yes, you know, it's the weather's so good right now that I think everyone's just overcompensating by running outside, and now everyone's like, oh, wait, no, it's not actually that warm out, but we're still feeling bold and brazen, you know.
It's too much drinking on Friday, I think that's what happened.
Yeah, we were at a house party. It was an anti-Valentine / Friday the 13th / housewarming party there, and there's a whole bunch of, like, people from Winnipeg there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because Brenda lived in...
That's right. Yeah. The station manager.
And I heard that you started drinking really early anyways.
Well, it was Scotchmas. So when Scotchmas calls, then, yeah, at that point, you pick up the answer. So
good times.
There was some good, some fine Scotch whiskeys there on parade there, and they all tickled the throats.
That's why people have sore throats, I think.
Well, the Scotch was supposed to help.
Oh, well, apparently not.
Well, maybe I didn't have enough. That's the actual problem.
Yeah. So. Well, don't let that stop you. You can still do it tonight.
No. Realistically, after working 7 days in a row right now, I think the idea of having a night off is just sort of like, that's okay with me. But I'll be with you for the next 80 minutes or so. Ben, your show is what time on Thursdays?
9 to 11.
9 to 11.
9 to 11. And, yeah.
He just gave one of those wonderful shrugs there. He's like...
I have nothing to say about that show.
Well, it's a live band we'll be playing in the CITR lounge.
Yeah, maybe. We're still working on it.
Okay.
A certain band that's opening up for Rah Rah Riot on Saturday.
Cut off your hands from New Zealand via London, I believe.
Yeah. I don't want to... It's not set in stone yet, so I don't want to get the kids too excited.
You can just sit down, everyone. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
This is campus radio. We're not precisely sure what will happen. It will happen at some point, but
it could be that guy you see all the time on Granville singing opera.
Oh yeah, him. That's right. Well, on 12th or no?
Yeah,
I'm used to the guy who's at the corner, like right where I work, is at the corner of Dunsmuir. There, he's sort of saying like very Celtic-y things. Yeah. Although there was a girl there.
It could be that guy too. It could be anything.
I'll have him on standby. I'll just sort of like, you know what?
Yeah.
Excuse me, guy. I know you need a shower, but. Yeah. You may be pressed into service quite soon.
Yes. We were.
Can you play for 2 hours straight?
Yes. It'll be about the same.
Just less odorific there at that point.
I need to stop talking about my show now.
But that's live from Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Yes.
Thursday nights, 9 to 11 on CITR 101.9 FM and cable in Vancouver. So,
yes, that's all I have to say for now.
All right,
I'm
well,
take off,
so. Ben, you've provided ample amount of amusement, intentional or otherwise.
I tried, and I'm sorry.
It's okay. Good job. You showed up. That's what counts.
I slammed the door.
That's right. Close it loud. Ow, that hurt. Anyways, that was Ben Lai, the wonderful, gracious host of Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, Thursday evenings. As well, too, during the autumn, you can see him in person as the host of Shindig. Anyways, my name's Gak. Once the door is closed and we don't hear anything else, I'm your assigned voice of reason till 9 o'clock. The phone number for the station here is 604-822-2487. And you can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Tonight will be the last of the Oscar nominees for this year's Best Musical Score, and that will be James Newton Howard for his work in the film Defiance. But there's also a few leftovers from Thomas Newman's score to WALL-E, which I didn't play before, since I actually did have a substantial profile before the end of 2008 on that soundtrack. So that will be the last two that we'll hear before the Oscars on Sunday. But we'll start off tonight with another unique female voice, in contrast to Natasha Khan and Bat for Lashes. Blossom Dearie died last Sunday, and she was a jazz vocalist and pianist with a distinctive voice that played for well over 50 years. She did, in the 50s, she was playing in Europe a lot with the jazz scene there, and then the 60s, she came back to New York, and she did a whole bunch of commercials at the time because she really didn't find like a voice sitting in, and as you'll hear, she actually has a really distinctively coy voice. It almost sounds very girlish. So what we'll have is three songs from her, and well, actually, the last song is something that most people my age know as a Gen Xer, although realistically, she wasn't credited for that. We didn't really know up until now. Like, I mean, you see, I saw the name, and I'm like, who's that? Then someone sort of showed me the song, I'm like, oh, it's that. But we'll start off with a song off her 1970 album, That's Just the Way I Want to Be, which you'll notice the introductory drum loop here has been knit for several hip-hop tunes, so... This is Blossom Dearie, and I Like London in the Rain. This is CITR Vancouver.
I like London with umbrellas everywhere.
glow on your noble head. There lies a thought or two the devil might be interested to know. You're like the finish of a novel that I'll finally have to take to bed. You fascinate me so. I feel like Christopher Columbus when I'm near enough to contemplate the sweet geography descending from your eyebrow to your toe. The possibilities are more than I can possibly enumerate. That's why you fascinate me so. So sermonize and preach to me. Make your sanctimonious little speech to me. But oh my darling, you forgive my inability to concentrate. I think I'm dealing with a powder keg that's just about to blow. Will the end result deflate me, or will you annihilate me? You fascinate me so. Forgive my inability to concentrate. I think I'm dealing with a powder keg that's just about to blow. Will the end result deflate me, or will you annihilate me? You aggravate me, you irritate me, you me so.
Six times eight is 48. 7 times 8 is 56, 8 times 8 is 64, 9 times 8 is 72, and 10 times 8 is 80, that's true. 11 times 8 is 88, and 12 times 8 is 96. Now here's a chance to get off on your new math tricks, cause 12 times 8 is the same as 10 times 8 plus 2 times 8. 80 plus 16, 96. 1 times 8 is 8. 2 times 8 is 16. 3 times 8 is 24. 4 times 8 is 32. And 5 times 8 is 40, you know. Figure 8 as double 4. Figure 4 as half of 8. If you skate, you would be great if you could make a figure 8. That's a circle that turns round upon itself. Place it on its side and it's a symbol meaning infinity.
Blossom Deary, and we started off that set with I Like London in the Rain, and then a recording from 50 years ago called You Fascinate Me So, found on her Verve record, My Gentleman Friend. And we closed off with one of the songs from the 1970s, 1980s little blurbs that you heard on ABC during Saturday morning cartoons, and that was Figure 8. Amongst the other songs that she recorded were Your Hip, Peel Me a Grape, A Wonderful Take on Manhattan, and then some other schoolhouse rock songs like Mother Necessity and Unpack Your Adjectives. Deary had been playing live in a jazz club in New York until like 2006 or so, and she died in her Greenwich Village apartment on February 7th at the age of 82, yet not sounding a day over 9 years with her distinctively coy voice. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here. The next band will be in town at the end of March playing two all-ages show. They'll be at St. James Hall on March 29th, and they'll be at the Norm Theater on the 30th. From their forthcoming album, Lost Channels, here are Wayne Fleet Ontario's Great Lake Swimmers with Pulling a Line. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
In the air when they're
And there's another fine Ontario band there, this time from Midland, and they are the Born Ruffians, with the song about the late author Kurt Vonnegut, which you'll find off their album Red, Yellow, and Blue through Warp Records. The trio are currently touring through Australia, and they'll be back on the East Coast towards the end of the month, and they'll be supporting the Akron / family on a few dates. No word if they'll have any new songs taking words from Vonnegut again, but then again, so it goes. Is Radio Free Gak. Here I am, your host, Gak. Here's a song that's part tribute to a lost aviatrix, part tribute to the idea of just getting lost completely. It's also the name of my new niece. From Joni Mitchell's 1976 album, Hegira, this is Amelia on CITR Vancouver.
Just a false alarm. Swallowed by the
yes, that is the truth. I've spent my whole life in clouds at icy altitudes, and looking down on everything, I crashed into his arms. Amelia, it was just a false alarm.
Glow when the grass is green with grow and my tears have turned to snow. Well, I'm only a child born upon a grave, dancing through the stations, calling out my name. Kiss my name. I'm trying to be sane. I'm trying to kiss my friends, and when broken, make amends. Oh, kiss my name. The curtain's wide, the turtle doves embroidered as I lie murdered in ground. Rain compacting sodden sound of songs I sang the years before. Kiss my name. When it was my time to reign upon the cold, I became.
Closer.
There we just heard the Talking Heads off their 1978 album More Songs About Buildings and Food, and that was Stay Hungry. Before that, we had Anthony and the Johnsons with Kiss My Name off the most recent album of theirs. Came out just a month or two ago. The Crying Light, out through Secretly Canadian Records. Aside from a teaser EP beforehand, last we heard from the beguiling Anthony was a few songs off the Hercules and Love Affair debut, though none of the disco elements can be heard on this gothic pop record. And Anthony plays a sold-out show in Vancouver, playing an all-ages show at the Vogue Theatre on February 27th. And we started that set off with Joni Mitchell and Amelia off her 1976 Asylum record, Hegira.
$923 million people across the world are hungry right now. 16,000 children die from hunger-related causes every day. On February 10th, please join us at Performance Works on Granville Island for a banquet that will bring to life the inequitable distribution of food in today's world. The banquet will feature guest speaker Dr. Shafiq Darmzu and will be complete with music, food, and a silent auction. Doors open at 6 o'clock p.m. and dinner will begin at 7 o'clock. General admission tickets cost $25 and student tickets cost $20. All proceeds will be donated to Oxfam Canada. Tickets can be purchased online at hungryforchange.eventbrite.com or outside the south entrance to the sub on February 5th, 6th, and 9th. With your help, we can make our world a better place.
You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver. We just heard a little bit from the Talking Heads there, and their leader, David Byrne, will be in town. He'll be performing a series of songs he's written with Brian Eno at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. That starts at 7:30 sharp on this Thursday. That show's been sold out, though there's a remote chance I might get a ticket, but that's going to be costing a pretty penny there. Let's listen to two works of theirs, Brian Eno and David Byrne. And just so you guys are clear, Brian Eno actually is not going to be performing live. Just the works that have come off their two albums together and perhaps some of their other collaboration works. But the two works that we're going to hear, one is going to be really new, and the other one is almost forgotten at this point because it was shelved. But we'll start off from this year's album, Everything That Happens Will Happen Today. Here are David Byrne and Brian Eno with Everything That Happens.
I ride on.
And there we heard Brian Eno and David Byrne, as it's listed, not the other way around. And that was Quran, part of the original pressing of the 1981 release of My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, their first collaboration together. And that was sort of during off time during the Talking Heads work, since Brian Eno was doing production. Quran was left off of subsequent pressings and not included as part of the 2007 re-release due to protests regarding the use of the sacred Islamic text heard from the Quran. And before that, we heard David Byrne and Brian Eno from last year's album Everything That Happens Will Happen Today, and the song just has the first three words of that title, Everything That Happens, released through Byrne's own Todo Mundo label, which he founded after leaving his label, Luaka Bop. And again, David Byrne is playing this Thursday at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. Among Byrne's impressive solo work and other projects, he's provided a lot of score work for TV, film, and theater. You can hear Byrne right now with providing the background score to the HBO series about Mormon polygamy, and that's Big Love. He's also in the midst of working with Fatboy Slim on a musical devoted to Imelda Marcos, the disco-loving wife of Ferdinand Marcos, the old Philippine dictator. But we'll start off with a quick little three-song set here, and what we have is his work for the Twyla Tharp Dance Foundation back in 1981. They did a sort of a spectacular little dance thing with a lot of marionettes and strings, and that production was called The Catherine Wheel. And what we'll do is we'll listen off the original 1981 record here through Sire Records. What we'll listen to is The Red House. You're listening to Radio Free GAC on CITR Vancouver.
Thank you.
from The Tree Plays, a production from the mid-80s. That was David Byrne there with Jungle Book. And before that, we heard his work from the film Young Adam, which was compiled by Thrill Jockeys into the Leadest Not in Temptation compilation there. And what we heard was, my mind just blanked out there. Awesome. What the heck did we just play? We played Canals.
What are Canals?
Close. Canal Life. That's what I get for picking music out and not writing down what I play sometimes. And then we started off with The Red House from The Catherine Wheel, another theatrical production, all scored by David Byrne. He's also done a lot of recent work right now on some compilations. He's partnered with The Dirty Projectors for a song that appears on the new Dark Was the Night compilation. He also appears with Charlie Tuna, Gift of Gab, and Zed Trip on the Spirit of Apollo project, otherwise known as NASA, North America, South America. And then he contributed another song with Fatboy Slim, his compatriot in the Imelda Marcos theatrical production, and Dizzy Rascal on something called the Brighton Port Authority. And perhaps I'll play him in the next show, although it's a bit of a gamble with all that again. And don't want to do any David Byrne overload things, but it's nice to have all that in the bag. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver.
How many CITR listeners remember tuning in to Vancouver Cable 10 Sunday evenings during the late 70s and early 80s to Night Dreams, one of Canada's first video radio programs? Join me, Jolly John Tanner, keeping the eclectic music from all eras alive on Son of Night Dreams, alternating Mondays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Also featuring mind-altering UFO reports right here on CITR FM 101.9 Vancouver.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, this is Radio Free Gak here. I'm here with you for just a little over 20 minutes, so we're going to have to chew down through these next few songs here. And in the background, what we hear right now is Directive A113 from Thomas Newman's score to the WALL-E soundtrack. The Oscars are on Monday, and Thomas Newman is one of the last two composers I have to profile, though. Back in the last show of 2008, I had a bit more comprehensive look at Thomas Newman's score to this Pixar film, which is nominated for 6 Academy Awards in total, including Best Screenplay and Sound Editing. And Directive A113 is a reference to the famous classroom in the California Institute of Arts, otherwise known as Cal Arts, Room 113, where character animation was taught, and that number appears as many Easter eggs in various animated films. So what we'll do is we'll sort of let this coast for a bit, then we'll cut over to Horizon 12.2, then we'll play the final song nominated for Best Original Song for use in a movie, before we heard a couple from Slumdog Millionaire a couple weeks ago. But we'll listen to a little bit from Peter Gabriel in time. So this is Radio Free Gak. I'm Gak.
that your feet had been bound by what gravity brings to the ground. Did you feel you were tricked by the future you picked? Well, come on down. All these rules don't apply when you're high in the sky, so come on down, come on down. We're coming down to the ground. There's no better place to go. We got snow upon the mountains, we got rivers down below. We're coming down to the ground. We hear the birds sing in the trees, and the lamb will be looked after. We send the seeds out in the trees. Did you think you'd escaped from routine by changing the script and the scene? Despite all you made of it, you were always afraid of a change. You got a lot on your chest. Well, you can come as my guest, so come on down. Coming down to the ground. There's no better place to go. We got snow upon the mountains, we got rivers down the road. We're coming down to the ground. We hear the birds sing in the trees, and the lamb will be looked after. We send the seeds out in the breeze. Like the fish in the ocean, we felt at home in the sea. We learned to live off the good land. We learned to climb up a tree. Then we got up on two legs, but we wanted to fly. And when we messed up our homeland, set sail for the sky. We're coming down to the ground. There's no better place to go. We got snow upon the mountains, we got rivers down below. We're coming down to the ground. We hear the birds sing in the trees, and the lamb will be looked after. We send the seeds out in the breeze. We're coming down. The land will be looked after. We're coming down to the ground. There's no better place to come. We got snow upon the mountains. We're coming down to the ground. We hear the birds sing in the trees, and the land will be looked after. We'll be right back.
We just heard there was Peter Gabriel with Down to Earth, with music provided by Thomas Newman, from who we heard earlier, with a little bit of Directive A113, and then a bit of Horizon 12.2, all from the soundtrack to WALL-E. Down to Earth already garnered a Grammy this year for the best song written for visual media, be it film, television, or otherwise, but we won't be seeing Gabriel perform this Sunday at the Oscar ceremonies. The producer slated to have the three nominated songs condensed into a melody, lasting barely 3 minutes total, so that cut down to Earth to about a minute or so. So Gabriel declined, despite the fact that this is his first Oscar nomination. But what he did is he still left on decent terms, and he suggested that the Soweto Gospel Choir, who accompanied him in the recording, take his place. And the other two songs that are nominated both come from Slumdog Millionaire. That's Osaya and Jai Ho, which I played a few weeks ago. No word yet if MIA will be accompanying composer A.R. Rahman on stage. Mere hours after her appearance at the Grammy Awards, she went into labor and gave birth to a little boy. So there may be a few surprises in store when it comes to the songs and the music during this year's Oscar ceremonies. At this point, Radio Free Gak has profiled these four Oscar-nominated scores, and they are A.R. Rahman for his work for Slumdog Millionaire, then we had Danny Elfman for his score for Milk, Alexander Desplat for his music to the film The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, and as we can hear in the background, a few songs from Thomas Newman's score to WALL-E. Here's the fifth and final nominee for the 2008 Academy Award for Best Original Musical Score, and this is James Newton Howard for his work in Defiance. This is the only nomination for the film, an Edward Zwick-directed piece covering the notorious Polish brothers hiding out in the forest during World War II. Let's see how many pieces we can jam here in the next 12 minutes or so. We'll start off with the main titles to the film Defiance.
Thank you.
All right, here we have James Newton Howard. We start off with the main titles to the film Defiance, and then we heard Survivors, Bella and Zeus. And in the background here, we have Exodus, and depending how long I talk for, we may hear a little bit of Escaping the Ghetto as well, too. And those are all cues from there, the film that is called Defiance. Howard has been nominated 7 times before by the Academy for Best Original Score, including last year's Michael Clayton, along with other films like The Prince of Tides, The Fugitive, and The Village. At this point now, you've heard excerpts from all 5 of the composers nominated for an Academy Award, so we'll see who takes home the Golden Statuette for not only the best musical score, but also best original song for the films. And that will be on Sunday, on February 22nd. And I'm not actually sure I should be having... I'm not sure if I'm actually having one or not, but I need to crash someone's Oscar party, because those usually tend to be a bit fun, but I have a little bit of packing to do, as I have to do a move soon. But I won't be able to recap the actual Oscars until 2 weeks from today, because next week will be the Homelessness Awareness Marathon, broadcast live from the good folks at CKUT in Montreal. This means a good chunk of your regular Monday programming next week will be preempted, including me, with Radio Free Jack. But do listen to CITR nevertheless next week, since there will be many interviews with the homeless and those people trying to help them get off the streets, especially in the cruel winters out east. Stay tuned for the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Someone else might pop up at midnight, but if not, Arthur and Andrea will wake you up Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. with Pacific Picking. And if you've missed any of this week's Radio Free GAC, you can download the MP3 through a podcast link. You can either subscribe through the CITR website, which is www.citr.ca, or you can go through mine, which is www.gak.ca. We'll close off tonight with Winnipeg's Venetian Snares, from the compilation Higgins Ultra Low Track Glufunk Hits. This will be Dismantling 5 Years. And I'll see you in a fortnight. Keep well, Vancouver, and keep looking good. Thank you.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right up. We're also on the web, www.citr.ca.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo, doo-dee-doo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo.